Jennifer Bentley joins us now from Iowa State. An upcoming series of webinars, and stress is the topic, and there's a lot more of that these days on the farm, isn't there?
Yeah, we're seeing that farming can be one of the most stressful jobs in the U.S. So just a lot of factors when we figure in the financial stress, physical and mental, a lot of pressures, and then when we deal with some extended low prices, that just kind of exceeds that stress level in farmers.
Well, one thing about stress, some people have a very difficult time reaching out to get help dealing with it. And that's something you're trying to break down the wall on here, right?
Right. Sometimes we get so caught up in our day-to-day work. We are working with long hours, and we find farmers may have little time to talk through their issues. Sometimes there's intergenerational differences that we're dealing with, excessive workloads. So it's really hard to break down those barriers when there's so much going on. How do we take a step back and try to really help them through the process? So this first webinar is really designed to help service providers and industry people to recognize those signs of stress and get people the help that they need.
The first one is part of a series, right?
Right. So our first webinar is going to be held on Tuesday, July 10th, and it's going to be held at noon, and it's really recognizing and managing stress in dairy farmers, and really it can be any farmer when we look at trying to recognize and trying to help people manage stress. So Dr. John Shutsky from the University of Wisconsin is going to be joining us along with Larry Tranel, Iowa State University Extension Dairy Specialist, and really trying to focus on the mental health elements of farm stress. So it's going to be providing information on how stress affects our health and as well as our decision-making process and ways that we can recognize stress.
Now, the webinar might just be the perfect vehicle for this because, let's face it, stress and some of the bad things that happen in life, it's not something you talk about at the coffee shop or the feed mill counter, is it?
Right. As our multi-state group got together to work on this, we realized that this is kind of a touchy subject and it's not something that most people would come together and talk about. So the webinar series allows people to view it in their own homes, view it on their own time, because these will be archived. So if you can't watch them live, you're more than welcome to go back to our websites and view them on your own time when you have the time available, as well as, looking at the other resources that we're going to provide along with those webinars.
And it also means you can watch them anonymously. You don't have to disclose who you are.
Right. Yep.
So if people want to find out more about the webinar series, what should they do, and do they have to register for it?
They don't have to register. If they want more information, they could contact any of their dairy field specialists. If they're located in Iowa, locate their dairy extension field specialist. You can contact me at 563-382-2949 or email jbentley@iastate.edu. There will be a specific link to get them into the webinar, and it's going to be https://connect.extension.iastate.edu/ISUE dairy. And so that will get them into the live webinar. If they can't join live, we will have it archived on our extension webpage.
Is there anything you'd like to add today?
Well, so we have the first webinar on July 10th, but there also will be two additional webinars coming up on July 17th, and that's going to be focused on more of knowing your cost of production and looking at our extended dairy outlook. And then our last webinar, July 24th, is going to be making some production decisions during challenging times. So we're really going to look at some top 10 management tips that we can do to kind of help tighten our belt during these times. And so I just want, those will also be viewed at noon during those times as well.
If I remember right, there's no cost for any of this.
There is no cost. No, this is all sponsored by our Extension Service from University of Minnesota Extension, University of Illinois Extension, University of Wisconsin Extension, and ISU Extension and Outreach.